Let's go, Noles. Let's go, guys. Florida State with a huge win. Let me put this down before I put a hole in something. What's up, guys? Justin from Planting the Spear. Glad to be back with you in the studio after a massive win by Florida State over Clemson, 31-24 in overtime. We broke the rock, smashed it, and we are now 4-0. And I just am so excited for this win. I mean, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't perfect. I'll give you that. They got some things they got to work on going forward. But, man, I'm just so thankful for this win. So, cheers to you guys. I got a little legacy lager here. And, boy, I had to polish off a few of them towards the end of that one because it was stressful, man. I did not expect it to be like this. So, cheers to you guys on a big win for FSU. Like I said, I didn't expect overtime. Now, my score prediction, if you recall, was 34-24. So I thought this game was going to be pretty close. It was right on track with the score prediction. I didn't expect overtime. I didn't expect it to be that stressful, if we're being honest. But Florida State gets a massive win for this program. I mean, to win in Death Valley, I think if you think back, this is something we talked about all week. Florida State is still trying to, like, they've had some proof of concept. They beat LSU. They had to struggle against Boston College and stuff like that. But this was the hurdle that you had to get over, is beating Clemson. Could you knock them off the mountain to get on top of the ACC? And you had to do it in Death Valley, a place that you have not won in almost 10 years, a team that you have not beat in 7 consecutive tries, a team that hasn't lost a home ACC game since 2016. And you went into their building, into their castle, you know, so to speak, and knocked them off the throne. So this is a massive win for Florida State. And yeah, there were some things that weren't great. And we're going to talk about that too. But I really don't want to be negative in this show. I mean, just when you think about what this win means for this program, what it means for Mike Norvell to beat Dabo Swinney in his own backyard after all the times of trying and getting close, and you thought you had the game, you know, you really weren't going to win last year, but I mean, you were close at one point before it got away. And then in this one, you thought it might have slipped. I mean, had they made that last field goal, we could have been in some serious trouble. Now, you could argue that that holding call at the end wasn't called on Keon Coleman. That should have put them in the place to never even go to overtime. And frankly, Clemson got away with a lot of holds in this game, and it just wasn't called. I don't know what Florida State has to do to get a fairly refereed game. You know, maybe just the ACC is like, go ahead and screw them a little bit in every game since they want to leave the conference so badly. But you were able to overcome that. You were able to overcome some mistakes in this game that you made as well. And the good thing is now you made it to the bye week 4-0, and that's really what we wanted. We said 3-1 at worst, no less than that. 4-0 would be perfect. And you're here, and you're 4-0. And so now you have a chance to rest up and heal up going into the bye week and work on some of these mistakes, because, you know, something I talked about during this game, I tweeted it out, was the missed tackles and the drop passes are the Achilles heel of this team. And it's going to be something that could cost them if they don't get it cleaned up. But you still didn't play your best game, but you went and beat Clemson in Death Valley. And I feel like Clemson was a much better team than people gave them credit for. That's something we talked about all week, was how I feel like, yeah, the resume doesn't necessarily look top 25. They don't maybe deserve to be top 25 when you look at just from a purely resume standpoint. But if you look at the talent that they have and how well they play at home, how many teams out of the top 25 could go beat Clemson in Death Valley like Florida State did today? Not many of them, if just a select few. And so, I mean, you saw the stat at halftime. I don't remember the exact number, but I think they said it was something like Dabo and Clemson were 82-1 or 83-1 in Death Valley with a halftime lead or something like that. So for you to overcome those odds and be able to win this game, it was a statement win for the program, a statement win for Mike Norvell and the proof of concept of what they're building at FSU. And as much as it was a huge win for us, I feel like it was an equally big punch in the gut for Clemson. I mean, you look at, this would have been the perfect get-right game for them. Now, they played good, and so I think you can come into this game and say, hey, look, we're still a good team. I mean, that was a top five FSU team, and we took them to overtime. So they can still say that. But when you talk about a team that has, you know, owned you in the last few years, and for you to now, you lost your season opener to a team that that's Duke. I mean, let's be honest, even if it's a good Duke, you still got blown out by Duke. You also lost to FSU at home in Death Valley. They still have a couple games now. The thing with Clemson is they have a couple of tough games going forward. You still have Notre Dame. You still have North Carolina on the schedule. NC State doesn't look so tough anymore. But I feel like if they go out and they win those two games, you know, maybe this if this is their last loss of the year, then Clemson still can prove that they're a good team. But they could also lose a couple more games this year, and they could lose like three, maybe even four regular season games. And I think that helps you a little bit in recruiting, which they're not really your primary recruiting rival. But, you know, as far as in the ACC, you really needed this. You needed to shove them from the mountaintop to be able to reclaim your place. And now you're in the driver's seat to make the ACC championship game. Now they have two ACC losses. There's a good chance that they might not even make the ACC championship. We don't know. So I do think it was just an absolutely huge win for this program to finally get over that hump and to keep yourself in the driver's seat for what you want to do. You know, a lot of people kind of really hated on Florida State the last week after the Boston College game because they had some weaknesses in that game that got exposed, and those were exposed again this week. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. You got to call it what you got to call it, you know, and we'll touch on those real fast and kind of get it out of the way. But you got outgained in this game, 429 yards to 311 yards. You're only 4 of 13 on third down. You gave up a lot of critical third downs again. The secondary on this defense is just not good. They're just not. And maybe when you get Akeem Dent back, that helps. Maybe during the bye week, you can clean some things up. The run game is an obvious struggle, too. You only had 22 yards rushing in this game. 1.1 yards per rush is absolutely abysmal. Now, maybe when Jordan Travis gets better, healthier, speaking wise, you know, health wise, maybe he'll be willing to run the ball a little bit more, because that's something that we haven't seen hardly anything from this year that can unlock some the run game for this offense, is his running ability as well. I don't know, man. I mean, none of the backs really seem to get going, so I don't know if it's an offensive line issue or whatnot, but it's something that's going to have to get addressed going forward, and so is the secondary. But I do have to say that as bad as those two aspects looked, as bad as the drop passes look, as bad as the missed tackles look, and they're frustrating, trust me, I yelled at my TV a good few times. We're just being honest. You also see some bright spots too. Now, this linebacker group, we have to talk about them, because if we're going to talk about the bad, we definitely got to talk about the good. So when you talk about this linebacker core, man, these guys are freaking dominant when you really look at it, the way that they play. Tatum Bethune is a headhunter. He has at least like one or two big hits in every game. Kalen DeLoach, maybe not 100% of the time he's an impact player, but when he is, he makes his presence felt. And that sack with the strip and then or the fumble that turned into the touchdown, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I thought Florida State was – their back was against the wall. And if Clemson went down and scored on that drive, I thought that was it. I thought the game was over. I had a pit in my stomach that was like, man, if they score here, we might be done. But they were able to make a big play that led to points, that turned the momentum, because that stadium was loud. They showed up. They were rocking. You know, thank goodness it wasn't a nighttime game, but it was still really loud, and that's a hard place to play. And you gave them the momentum. You trailed for the entire game, but you were able to claw your way back in it, and you made that big play. DJ Lundy looks good as well. This defensive line didn't necessarily have the best day, but they did make some impact plays when they needed to. And this defense is hard of a time as we give them, and they deserve it. They deserve a hard time. And I don't, you know, everybody has their feelings on Adam Fuller. It's getting harder to defend him. I mean, I've tried my best, but it's getting harder to defend him. I think if you ever want to have an elite level defense, maybe you might have to look at a change there. I think a lot of it is execution too. Now, I mean, you got to put some of it on the players as well, but at the end of the day, the defense just has to get better, whoever's fault it may be. But I think this defense has been able to come up with big stops when they needed it. And that's something that they were able to do in the second half. You saw they held LSU to 7 points in the second half. They held Clemson to 7 points in the second half, and they gave you an opportunity. Now the offense, you know, if we're going to be critical of the defense, you got to be equally critical of the offense. They've had their struggles too. Now, fortunately, they've crossed 30 points. I think this is the ninth game now that they have 30-plus points. You're on a 10-game winning streak, so you do enough. And, I mean, when you think about – look at the 2014 team. Think about how stressful every game that year was, and they still made the playoffs. They had come-from-behind wins almost every week. You know, that's when ESPN introduced game control just to try and screw Florida State out of making it to the playoffs. And they still did. So it doesn't have to be pretty, and it wasn't, but you still got the win. You still made it to 4-0, and you still got an absolutely massive win for this program over Clemson in Death Valley to really kind of put yourself on top of the ACC mountain right now. Now, I understand you haven't won anything yet. You still got a long way to go, but this was just such a big win for this program. And I think when you see all the bad things that happened in this game and you still were able to win, that's what we talked about last week, is you can just tell that this team has gotten better. They don't quit. They know that they can still come back and win, but they're going to have to clean some of these things up if you want to win in the playoffs, or if you want to win in the ACC championship, if you face a team like North Carolina who has that NFL type of quarterback. But you still were able to win the game, and you were still able to get it done when you needed it most. And I also want to talk about Jordan Travis for a minute. This dude is an absolute warrior, and as long as we got 13 in the backfield, I feel like we have a chance in every game. Now, he hasn't been perfect. His accuracy was not the greatest in this game, for sure, but just as a leader, as someone who has control of this offense, as someone who can make the big throws when they're needed, man, this guy is a warrior, and I'm really glad to have him on our team. And then Keon Coleman, again, man, that guy is unreal. I know he has hot spells and he has cold spells, but some of the stuff he can do is just unreal, and it's nice to have him. You know, when he got that last touchdown for FSU, I was just like, this dude is insane. So, like, in overtime, man, it was awesome. And Johnny Wilson had some good plays today as well. It's just, like I said, I think the most disappointing thing was the running game. We just can't get the running game going. 22 yards against him is bad. But, again, this is also probably the best front seven that you are going to see this season. And we talked about that in the pregame show. We said, you know, LSU is probably the best team as a whole that you're going to face this season, but this is the best front seven that you're going to face. There's a lot of NFL talent across that defensive line and in that linebacker room. Those are all NFL caliber guys. You have Xavier Thomas and Ruka Roro, and the list goes on. Barrett Carter and all those guys, Jeremiah Trotter, they're going to play on Sundays. And so, I mean, you still got to do a little bit better, you know, without a doubt, because Duke ran for 200 yards against them. Now, they only threw for 175, where you threw for 289. But, you know, if Duke ran for 200 against them, now a lot of that came from their quarterback, and Jordan doesn't run the ball like we hoped he would, but he's also battling injury. So that's why I'm really hoping that after the bye week, maybe he can rest up and feel better, you know. And then talking about after the bye week, you have a Virginia Tech team on the other side of that that maybe isn't going to be that great. You know, they lost to Marshall today. They lost to Rutgers last week. So that's a game that feels imminently winnable. As long as you don't really make terrible mistakes, you get them at home, it's going to be a sellout. It's going to be a crazy crowd. So you would hope that that's a game that they can go in and handle their business there. So you kind of got 2 weeks to get right before you welcome in Syracuse, who's a, you know, they always start hot because they don't play anybody. They struggled a little bit against Army today, but they can really give you a challenge. But you can also see yourselves beating them at home. And then Duke will be obviously more of a challenge. Wake Forest, I think you can win that one on the road. Pitt doesn't look as tough as you thought. Miami and Florida both look like tougher games than maybe you thought. So I think really the thing with this team, the takeaway is when the game is on the line, they're good enough to go out and win. It's just stressful. And they got a lot to clean up if you want to go into the playoffs and win games and things like that. But at the same time, I just don't think it's going to be a cakewalk like maybe we thought it was. I thought they'd blow out five or six teams this year. And, you know, Boston College was one of them. And that may not be the case. There may be some mini blowouts. Like maybe you beat someone by 17, 20 points instead of 30 to 40 like we thought. And, you know, that's not exactly the dominance that we expected. But at the same time, man, as long as you win, like I was talking to my brother on the phone before this game, and he's like, what's your feelings and whatnot? And I said, man, I feel like Florida State should win this game. I picked us to win this game, but we haven't won up there in 10 years. So I'm nervous because that's just a hard place to go get a win. So anything, man, just give me anything. Just win the game. I don't care. And they did. And they went out and they got the win. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And I'm freaking pumped. I'm excited about this win. You know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that we could go on and on about. You know, we could leave Adam Fuller in Clemson, South Carolina for all I care, but I'm not going to be negative when you're talking about a game that Florida State absolutely had to have. I feel like they had to have this game, because if you lose this one, it was like, oh, here's the same old Florida State. You would have fallen, you know, out of the top five. You may be in jeopardy for like a, you know, a rematch in ACC championship. You let Clemson kind of crawl back into the conversation now. So the fact that you were able to kind of go deliver that knockout blow at the end of the game, and I think it's just huge, because like we said, this is a huge win for FSU, but this is also a huge punch in the gut for Clemson when you look at that kind of the hierarchy of the ACC. So overall, guys, I'm just super happy. Again, cheers to you guys. It's about time for another Legacy Lager, because there's some more games going on today that are going to be exciting. Obviously, the Colorado game's not looking too well there, but man, this was just huge. I don't care if there's a top 25 number besides Clemson's name or not. This felt like a top 10 win. It did. And I still think, you know, like we talked about, if you lined up the top 25 teams against Clemson in Death Valley, playing like they did today, how many of those teams do you think beat Clemson? And I don't think it's 25 of them. I don't think it's probably 15 of them. So to me, to go on the road against a team that you have a 7-game losing streak, you know, God, this has to feel so good for Mike Norvell with all the stuff that came out during COVID and all the stuff Dabo ran his mouth and just the way they lost in the early parts of his tenure. This has to feel like a 1,000,000,000,000,000 pound weight lifted off of Mike Norvell's shoulders. But hopefully they can get some of this stuff cleaned up going forward, because you hate to get to September 4-0, you know, even with a couple of scary wins, and then drop a game that you shouldn't drop later in the season because of stupid mistakes like drop passes and missed tackles, because they're a problem and it is what it is. So, you know, without being negative, there's some things to work on, and they have to figure out how to get this run game going more than anything. But I think it really starts with getting Jordan healthy, and I think this bye week could not come at a better time. But Florida State still walks out of Death Valley with a win, and that's all that matters at the end of the day, is you're 4-0. This solidifies your top five spot, because really when you think about it, ranked or not, now Florida State has the best two wins of the season. You blew out LSU, who's currently number 12 and looks like one of the best teams in the SEC. You know, you blew out a group of five, probably going to make a bowl team. And then, of course, the BC game didn't look good, but you got an ACC conference road win. And then you just won in Death Valley over the team who's owned the ACC for however long, you know, 10 years or whatever. So just, yeah, like I said, I mean, massive win for Florida State here. They got some things to clean up, but I don't want to be negative during something like this, because I'm happy. I'm excited. You know, I told you guys in the pregame, like, I live in the Charlotte area. I live in enemy territory. I actually moved up here in 2014, the weekend of the Clemson game. That was the first weekend I was up here. I worked with a Clemson fan that weekend, so we were going back and forth. And that's the last time we won, in 2014. So I needed this. You know, we've been waiting a long time for some bragging rights up here, because I live in the land of orange and white, and this felt really good. So I can walk into work with a smile on my face on Monday, know that we finally have some bragging rights. I went out to dinner last night, and I was decked head to toe in garnet and gold, because, you know, I just felt good about this game. And I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I told you I was nervous about this game, because I thought playing in Death Valley against a team that's a lot better than people give them credit for, I thought it was going to be a challenge. So, yeah, I was nervous about this game. I thought this was a lot. I told you guys I was more nervous for this one than I was LSU, because I thought it was going to be a harder win when you consider where it was at. If this game was in Tallahassee, I could have seen Florida State probably winning by multiple scores, but it's not the case. And you know, in college football, home field advantage, it may not be a thing in the NFL, but in college, it really is. And, you know, that's why you talk about Clemson hasn't lost an ACC home game since 2016. And they were on a 40-game home win streak until last year, you know, whenever they lost to South Carolina. And so now they've lost two of their last four home games. So, again, this is you delivered a gut punch to Clemson, and you also put another gigantic feather in your cap. So Florida State beats Clemson 31-24 in overtime. We'll have to go back and watch the film and kind of see some things. And we'll have some more shows during the bye week. Just because it's bye week doesn't mean we're taking a week off. But I just wanted to share some thoughts with you guys after this game. Florida State's got some things to clean up. But, man, you made it to the bye week 4-0, and that's what you wanted. That's all you could ask for. And you're in the driver's seat to the rest of your goals the rest of the season. The playoffs, the ACC championship, going undefeated, you know, all those things are still on the table. Even though you haven't played a great brand of football the last 2 weeks, but you can still get better. And if they can clean those things up, and like we said, now you have a bye week to do it, then maybe on the other side, you get a couple games on your belt with, you know, hopefully Virginia Tech, and then, you know, coming off the bye week, maybe you can get past. Like I said, we don't know how good Syracuse is until they play somebody, but if you can get a win there, you feel good about that one at home. Then if they can get this thing rolling, then we see how high the potential is. But at the end of the day, the mistakes can cost you. So it's not just going to be a walk in the park. So I don't want to say that either. But, you know, I'm going to celebrate this one. I'm happy about it. You know, I'm about gone here. But I'm going to celebrate it because I'm super happy. And I needed this after being so long without a win against these guys. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and wrap it up here, guys. I appreciate you tuning in. As always, go Noles.